Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the Travel Secretary, Ann Sayers. This week, the topic was Fall Farm Fun. Travel Wisconsin on Wisconsin's Afternoon News is brought to you by TravelWisconsin.com. Check out the website. We are joined this afternoon by our good friend. She is a travel secretary, Ann Sayers. Just makes me smile saying her name. Ann, thank you so much for being with us.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
All right. So this time of year, harvest season rolling around. Boy, it's the time to really get busy in Wisconsin, isn't it?
I love this time of year when our farms turn to fall fun and make it open for our families to attend.
I love that, too.
Well, I love the alliteration around the fall. Polly's Pumpkin Patch. It could be Paige's Pumpkin Patch. I don't know. Something with a P has to precede Pumpkin Patch, Ann. And if you want to go to Calumet County, you can find it.
Yes, you can find all your fall decorations at Polly's Pumpkin Patch. It's a popular fall destination. It's in Chilton. They grow a variety of pumpkins and gourds. You can actually select from more than 40 different kinds, and there are all the shapes, all the sizes, all the colors. You might get a green, a pink, or a blue pumpkin to put a twist on your traditional jack-o'-lantern, and you're also going to find other decorative items available to craft the perfect seasonal display. Afterwards, you can trek through two of the mazes at Polly's Pumpkin Patch. One of the mazes challenges folks to find different checkpoints throughout where they need to collect uniquely shaped paper punches. The other maze is easier to navigate, and that's a good one if you want to bring the kids. And then get a taste of authentic German dishes when you're in the area. Repke's Village Inn in Chilton prepares German dishes with an old country flavor like Wiener Schnitzel, yes please, topped with a fried egg. And the menu also features supper club classics and a variety of craft beer.
You know, Greg and I like to say when we're sitting around in the lounge here, let's just give them pumpkin to talk about. So let's do that now and turn to corn mazes. The mazes in Grant County are ridiculous.
That was a good one. For 20 years, Vesperman Farms has been crafting creative, fun corn mazes up in Grant County. You can head to Lancaster this month to weave through the 5-acre corn maze. It should take you about 30 to 90 minutes to complete, depending on how many wrong turns you take. But, of course, that's the whole point of a good corn maze. Once you've found your way out, check out the other fall activities at Vesperman Farms. You're going to find a giant Connect 4 game, a kitty train, zip line, and other activities the kids will love. New to the farm this year is this wonderfully restored round barn. They actually transported it up from 3 miles away. It was constructed in 1934, and now it's a spot for visitors to enjoy food and host events. And for a meal, visit Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream in Lancaster. Start out with your local favorite, the Dippy Sticks, which are pizza dough cut into strips and then lightly fried into golden brown and then served with your choice of sauce. I love that kind of carb. And then for a main course, choose between toasted subs, oven-baked pastas, and, of course, their specialty pizzas.
I love how you say the corn maze could take anywhere from 30 to 90 minutes, Ann. That sounds like quite a different adventure, depending how confused you get. And if they're maybe doing this at night, you might never get out of it.
Right. I have no sense of direction. I'm definitely going to be leaning towards the 90.
Are you? You're not a leader in the corn maze? You're more of a follower in the corn maze?
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think
that's a good take.
I usually eat the corn. All right, well, let's head up to Barron County, shall we? What's going on in Barron County if you want to take a little drive?
Yes, I love Momsen's Harvest Hills. They promise hours of family fall fun. This is northwestern Wisconsin, located near Rice Lake. It's a family farm chock full of activities on a gorgeous fall day. You're going to have no trouble finding the place. They have a 30-foot-tall pumpkin pyramid out front. While you're there, pick the perfect pumpkin to carve, get up close with the animals at the petting zoo, or navigate your way through the corn maze. Momsen's is open every single day in October. You can visit on the weekend for their hay ride and then go pick apples from the on-site orchard. And some off-road thrills to your trip to Rice Lake by going on a UTV ride. So there they have Trailhead Adventure. They rent side-by-side UTVs to cruise along the Wild River State Trail. That's Wisconsin's longest off-road trail. It's 104 miles. It's open year-round. It's surrounded by beautiful natural beauty and wildlife. And you can wrap up your visit to Rice Lake with a meal at the Old Southern Barbecue. That's freshly smoked meats and rib tips, barbecue tacos, and brisket burgers.
Dangerous words when you say you can't miss it. Those are dangerous words. They should get one of those giant Las Vegas spheres, with those LED spheres.
Yeah, that lights up.
That would make you could turn it into a pumpkin.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
And what did the pumpkin say to the pumpkin carver?
I have no idea.
Cut it out! Cut it out.
How many more of these do you have?
130. I got lots. It's on the Good Housekeeping website. And what's your Halloween costume going to be?
Is this boring? I want to be a witch.
Not you. Yeah. That's no. Yeah, that doesn't work
that
for
is
you,
kind
Anne.
Of boring,
no,
yeah.
you're too
be
nice.
A mean dark witch. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's totally out of character for you. I don't think you could do mean if you had to.
It's the one time of year, right?
Anne, do you know how the zombie became so good at trick or treating?
How?
Years of dedication.
Oh. Why are jack-o'-lanterns afraid of the dark?
Why?
They have no guts.
I like that one.
All right, check out TravelWisconsin.com if you want to get the fall color tracker, which I use, actually. It's fantastic, and the colors are popping now. TravelWisconsin.com. Anne Sayers is the travel secretary. Thank you, Anne.
Thanks for having me.
All right, always a great conversation. I'm not kidding. If you haven't checked out the fall color tracker, you got to do that at TravelWisconsin.com. Updated in real time every day. It's pretty cool stuff. Always good to catch up with the secretary. If you'd like more information on the show, it's very easy. Go to WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.